You're listening to Careers and Cocktails, Career Talk with a Twist, hosted by expert recruiter Renee Fry. Let's get this party started.
Hey, party people, welcome back to Careers and Cocktails. I am thrilled to be Zooming in today with Abigail Emerson, who's currently in Las Vegas. Hey, Abby.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm fantastic. And good. What are we drinking today?
Okay, so, you know, it's still morning, so I'm having my oat milk chai tea latte.
So tell me about this oat milk chai tea latte. I've never had one before.
Oh, sure. I love my chai latte, but oat milk, I started drinking it when I was visiting coffee shops in Amsterdam, you know, coffee shops in Amsterdam, and they were drinking oat milk. So I just kind of got into the oat milk as a non-dairy option.
Oat milk. I thought you said oatmeal.
No, oat milk.
Oat milk chai latte.
And I'm
drinking a Nespresso. So I'm addicted to Nespresso because of the same froth that it creates on top. It's just a black coffee.
And love it.
These little pods and oh,
they are good.
Little containers. I love them.
Every morning I have myself. Cheers. Yes. Yeah. Very good.
So what can we celebrate for you this week?
Let's see. So I guess the biggest thing that's happened recently to me is last Friday I passed a check ride of mine that I was doing for my pilot training. So I'm now a new multi-engine flight instructor. So that's kind of an achievement that I could share.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Cheers.
Now tell us a little bit about yourself, Abigail.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Originally I'm from the Midwest. I've been out in Vegas for the past maybe 10 years or so. I'm back in the Midwest quite a bit because I'm based there for Delta Airlines. I'm a purser for Delta Airlines. But within the pandemic and a little bit prior to the pandemic, I began kind of a pivot into a new career focus. So I'm pursuing becoming a pilot and been focusing on doing that this last year during the pandemic and received all my pilot ratings. And now I'm a flight instructor in the Las Vegas area. So kind of doing a little bit of a shift career wise, but that's a little bit about me. Grew up in the Midwest and I've done a few different things in my background, but that's kind of the most recent.
Awesome.
Focus.
So
yeah.
We met, gosh, I don't remember when. It was before COVID.
It was before COVID. I believe it was in the fall and it was at a benefit.
Yes. We met at a wonderful benefit. We happened to sit at the same table. And then your mom actually asked if I knew one of my employees at my company. And I was surprised. I'm like, oh, you've heard of TLQ. So super small world. And then you were so impressive when you told me you were training to be a pilot. And I got to tell you, I've been so excited to chat with you.
Oh, thank you.
I love heights and I just don't know if I have any ambitions to be a pilot, but I love heights. So I could see how flying would be awesome. So I want you to tell me what drew you to flying?
Yeah. Well, you know, we've put a lot of we manifest things, I think, when we're younger and we put things out there, you know, unintentionally or intentionally and silly. I loved the movie Top Gun when I was in high school. That was like my favorite movie. I named my dog after Charlie, which was Kelly McGillis's character. And, you know, I fall into the aviation sector years later and I have a background in engineering and a pilot heard that. And he said, why don't you consider being a pilot? And I sat on it for a moment. So I thought about it. I really enjoyed what I was doing as a flight attendant. And I took maybe a year to really consider going back and putting the training in. So I thought about it and I thought, yes, this is actually what I want to do. I made the leap and here I am, you know. So,
awesome.
Yeah, but I would love to take you flying sometime. We'll go out of maybe New Richmond or Baldwin when I come back to Wisconsin.
I'm happy to go. My brother-in-law has a plane and I've
wonderful
a lot. His is in Lake Elmo, but we've flown.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Super. I actually had a really scary event happen in his plane. We went through some clouds, scariest thing that ever happened. And he's like, Renee, I've never done that before. And when we got to the ground, like, he's super calm under pressure, mm-hmm. and we were mm-hmm. fine. But I like literally almost peed my pants because he had to maneuver so quickly. But we made it. Yeah. Here I am. I'm still on the ground. So
you're here. He was a good pilot and he was good. He kept his calm under pressure. And that's a critical thing and a very good characteristic trait to stay calm and, you know, give that impression to, you know, those riding with you.
Right. And I could never do not that. Inside. That's my downfall, Abigail. Under trauma or pressure, I like freeze. I'm like, what do we do? Sure. What do we do? So I wouldn't be good.
Sure. Well, I think initially you might end up doing that too, as you're weighing in your options about how I'm going to handle this and go through the ABCs and Ds, but, you know, staying calm and not giving the indication that you're nervous.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So pretend I'm a kindergartner and explain mm-hmm. to me what you do for a living.
Okay. Well, and I think, you know, anybody can imagine my, I am kind of working a little bit two jobs right now. I took a leave from Delta, which I'll be returning to in May with the COVID pandemic. So my primary job is I'm a purser for Delta Airlines and I fly lead on the international flights, mainly to Europe. I mainly fly to Amsterdam and Paris. I do fly some to the Asia market sector, but I lead a team of 10 or more flight attendants on our wide body aircraft, the Airbus 330s. And we used to fly the 777s and now we're adding in another aircraft. So mainly I fly a red eye over to Europe and we stay there for a day. You know, I offer service to all the passengers and things are changing a little bit with the COVID pandemic, and we stay there for a day and then we pick up everybody returning back to the States and come back home. So two flights and we get a little bit of a vacation in there too, between our trips. So,
nice.
And then now, right now I'm a flight instructor. So I work out of the North Las Vegas airport in Las Vegas and I'm training new students how to fly, getting them comfortable behind the airplane, showing them all the instruments, teaching them the feel of the plane, teaching them how to communicate with air traffic control, teaching them how to land and, you know, maneuver. So it's quite fun and, you know, it's exciting and it, you know, being an instructor has a lot of responsibility to it, especially, you know, as a flight instructor. So, it's been good and enjoyable.
Okay. I've got so many questions. So first,
yes.
Where okay. is the best place you've traveled to in the world since you were in aviation?
Oh boy. I've lived in Europe. I have a dad that lived in Asia and, my husband and I always travel too. So, you know, I love South America. I enjoy Chile. I love Argentina, Uruguay. South America is kind of you feel like you're in the other side of the world. So I love it down there.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. And then, okay. Las Vegas airport. Is it the same one I would fly into if I'm
no.
Okay. Cause that's actually my favorite airport. I love how fast you can get from the airport to the strip and then see all the airplanes like from your hotel. I love it.
Yeah. I'm in North Las Vegas. So I'm kind of a little bit removed from the strip, but we still are real close. And when we're flying, you know, the strip's right next to us. So I have the best office view in this, you know, I think.
Got it.
Yeah.
I want to know, Abigail, what's the percentage of men and women that are in your classes for flight instruction?
That's a good question, actually. So there in history speaking, only 1% of the pilots used to be women. The number is increasing. Yeah. So they actually had an organization called the 99s, and that would be for the women in aviation and the women pilots, because such a small percentage of people of the pilots are females. And so, you know, it used to be real small. Now I believe it's getting a little bit larger, but it's still under 10%. Very, very small amount.
Why do you think, so being a woman and pursuing your pilot's license and teaching others, what do you think that's attributed to? Why are women not interested in it? Or
I really don't know. You know, cause I have a degree in engineering and that's also predominantly male, but the numbers are larger in engineering. You know, there's a lot of women that go into math and science and it's not a huge requirement to learn math and science to fly. I really couldn't tell you. I don't know if it's just traditionally been a more male role or I'm not sure what the reason is, but I love seeing women and I encourage women. I love flying with women. In fact, my school here, there are quite a few women instructors.
Awesome.
So we're real close. Yeah, exactly. So we love to support each other. We're very supportive and, we just love to go out and fly together. Yeah.
That's great. What's your favorite type of plane to fly?
So right now it's probably been the multi-engine plane that I just recently rated on. So the Baron, it's a Beechcraft Baron. It's a twin engine, high performance aircraft. So that's probably my favorite right now, until I get into more of a turbine, engine style. So,
sure. And how many passengers does a plane like that carry?
You could get 2 to 4 in the back, just depending on the cabin size.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right, Abigail, yeah. We're taking a twist. We're going on our party bus and you can invite anybody, but they have to be alive and famous.
Okay.
Who's coming with?
Okay. Bethany Frankel.
I know her.
You do.
Tell me though.
She was on the Housewives of New York, but she has really turned herself into an entrepreneur.
That's why I've heard
Skinny
it.
Girl brand. Yeah. Yes. And she's fierce.
Yes. That's why it's the Skinny Girl brand. Yes. Yeah.
She's just a fierce human. I just love her. I love that she is not afraid to say anything, not afraid to do anything. She's made her own success. She's created her life out of, basically nothing. And she's a powerhouse. So I just love her. She's funny personality, beautiful, everything. So yeah.
I love powerhouse women. That'd be a great person. Now, if you could have one superpower, what would it be?
Let's see. I kind of like, understanding what people are thinking. And if I could read minds, I would probably pick that superpower.
Could you imagine? I wouldn't want to hear half the stuff probably.
Probably not. I like to observe and I like to kind of think about what people are thinking or anticipate that. Just understanding what's going on.
So I want to know, you took a career change.
Mm-hmm.
So you are, mid-life. What gave you the courage to take the first step or to follow through on that?
Yeah. I have to say there was a period of time. So I'm 41 years old and there was a period where I thought there was a moment where I thought I wasn't in a place where I could do it at this point in life. And then, I really had to, I got in touch with, myself and my heart, and I just wanted to follow my heart. And so any type of doubt or self-doubt, really, I quickly got over. I wanted to just follow. I have one life to live, and I think everybody only has one life to live. And we have to find what makes us happy and every day, what drives us and what motivates us, and getting in tune to what that is, following your heart. And so, I'm middle-aged, and if I can do it, anybody can do it. And I just want people to know that, and to not be afraid to put fear aside and really go after your dreams, even if you are at a point in your life where you may not think that you can do it. Definitely.
I love that. So what was the one moment where you were like, yep, I can do this? How did you make that transition?
Yeah. I had a lot of good support in my life, it was just a seize the moment, period. I thought, if I go forward, am I going to look back and regret anything? Am I going to, think I could have done this or I should have done this? And so if I felt like, I would have that regret. And so that was the turning point, made me want to, turn the page and make that pivot, because you never want to look back and regret anything.
Yep. Cheers to that, Abigail.
Cheers. Yes. Thank you.
It's so true. I'm the same way. I don't ever want to live with regret. And if you don't try, what's the worst that can happen?
Right.
Learn something. Woo, big deal.
Right. Absolutely. And then you decide later on, okay, that's not it. So let's try something else. And that's kind of been the series of my life. If this isn't it, then let's try something else and keep going. Yeah, right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then what would you say are some personal characteristics that have led to your career choices? Like, being on the airplane, servicing the customers, and then wanting to be behind the, you know, in the
ticket. Yes. Well, I think personal integrity and your character are first and foremost extremely important, and you have to have, you know, an integrity about who you are and what you're saying, and, you know, be honest, honesty and being truthful to yourself and those around you, and leading with those characteristic traits. But, you know, getting towards working towards a goal, you know, definitely the discipline and the perseverance, and there's going to be challenges along the way, you know, working through that and knowing you're going to get through it, and what you're going to learn in the process is really going to create that character and create who you are.
Yeah. Great. I love it.
Yeah.
Have there been any scary moments when you've been on a plane and like you had to start some safety protocol, or like,
I personally haven't had any issues like that. You know, I think there are, I haven't gone through any emergency, you know, checklist, you know, so to speak, like what happened in Denver recently, which we trained for those.
If I was on that plane, I probably would have peed. I would have been like bawling my eyes out and like, I'm going to die.
Right. We have had, you know, with flying with Delta, we've had sometimes, I've had a moment where we came back and landed with a, you know, something that happened, left unsaid, but, you know, things do go up. We do train in aviation. We train. We train for emergencies. We train, we learn the plane, we learn the systems, we learn how to handle things. And, you know, it all is about how you carry yourself through those moments too, because we have those around you that always look towards, you know, the leaders on the plane as, you know, how do they look? And if they look afraid, then I should probably feel afraid. So you have to stay that calm under pressure. Always stay calm under pressure.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I have to, and I know that, so when you started at, have you always been with Delta?
Yeah. Well, I have 1 6 months at SkyWest, which is a regional airline. And then I moved over to Delta not too long after that. Yeah.
'Cause I know that's a really competitive profession to get into, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. They say it's harder to get into Harvard than it is to be hired with Delta Airlines.
Wow.
But you can't go into an interview thinking that you're not going to be successful. You have to go in thinking you've got it. You've got it, you know, go in with confidence and go in with who you are. You did everything that you could. So, you know, yeah.
I love it. So where do you get your inspiration from?
I try to live a very health and wellness focused life. That's my daily existence. I try to, you know, keep myself healthy so I can, you know, be positive when I have, you know, a good outlook. When I'm healthy, I have a good outlook and I'm happy. So my inspirations, you know, come from kind of, you know, staying healthy and well in wellness focused. Mainly that. And I think I have an internal compass of working, or an internal motivating, an engine in me that just wants to work. I think that's just my makeup. I think that's my genetic, just who I am. And maybe being raised in the Midwest also too, but I'm a little type A, like to work and stay busy.
Total Midwest.
Total Midwest.
I swear. So what, any books or podcasts that you recommend or listen to?
Sure. Yeah. I love Rich Roll's podcast. He was an ultra marathoner. He's written a book about his life. He's had adversity in his life, and he's really come around to finding, you know, himself and who, what makes him happy, and inspiration in every, you know, in different things. So I found a lot of inspiration from him. He's brought in experts of different fields. And I've listened to his podcast along the way. I have a couple other ones that I love. The Doctor's Pharmacy, a functional medicine doctor. I think he's great. And then I have another few that I love to throw out there for the pilot, the aspiring pilot. Opposing Bases is one for air traffic controllers, which are great. And airline pilot guy, and he's a unnamed acne pilot from a headquarters in Atlanta, Georgia, if you can guess who that company is.
Right.
Yeah, he's a great one for those aspiring pilots. Yeah.
I had no idea they had podcasts. There's a podcast out there for everyone, right?
Everything.
So tell me, what would you say to our female listeners if you're going into a if they're considering a profession or field that is previously, more male populated, what advice do you have for them?
Set fear aside and focus on you. And it's all about what makes you want to reach your goals. Don't listen to the naysayers or any outside, anything, going on from the side peripheral. Stay focused, keep your tunnel vision going, and find your people, find your support system and who are going to keep you focused and, keep you driving towards your success and what makes you happy. You'll find those people. Reach out and, ask questions. And, there's a lot of people, especially in the airline world and the aviation sector, people want to help. And so there's many pilots want to help and they want to share if it is aviation that you want to get into. But there, find your people and find your focus.
Yeah, exactly. Find your focus and stick to it. Don't let anyone get in your way. And where can everyone find you, Abigail?
Okay. I'm not too active on Facebook, but I am on Instagram. I'm Jet Set Yogini on Instagram. You can find me there. I'm also on LinkedIn too. Yes. So, awesome.
Well, thank you so much for sharing all of your wisdom with us. This has been spectacular.
Thank you, Renee. I appreciate you having me on.
And I'm going to take you up on getting on your plane.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. I would love to take you up.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We are thrilled to have made a worldwide impact with listeners in 9 different countries. If you've enjoyed this conversation, please be sure to subscribe to Careers and Cocktails on YouTube and drop us a review on your favorite podcast app. If you're looking to update your resume or you're stuck in your career, I'm designated by LinkedIn as the top resume writer and career coach expert. I even created a resume and e-learning course to help you if you want to do your own resume. It's super simple and extremely affordable. Go to careersandcocktails.com to learn more. I also wrote a book called I Hate Mondays for all of you job seekers who hate your jobs and want to love your Mondays. You can go there for the same information. And of course, I am up to so much valuable information sharing that for you hiring leaders, if you want to find the secrets to finding the best talent, I have a hiring guide at careersandcocktails.com as well. I am here to share information and help people love what they do. Until next time, cheers.